Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk about the market moving forward. Lots of new guns, lots of new shows, lots of stuff coming.
Yeah.
Start of the new year, 2025. And it's the same for these companies that supply you with your ammunition and your firearms. They're bringing out new stuff as well. We're going to talk about that. It's brought to you by Diamond Jim's Automotive and Tires.
Yeah. So Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway in Burton keeps us on the road driving straight and true, so we sure appreciate them. You can get a hold of them at 810-743-4210. Better yet, just stop in when you're in the neighborhood. Get to know them, Tim and Brian at the front desk. You'll be glad you did. They'll take care of all your needs for tires, exhaust, heating, cooling, shock struts, just about everything you need, and tune-ups, batteries, all the stuff you need in the wintertime. Windshield wipers, they can do it all. And alignments, because, you know, we're starting to get some potholes like mad right now. This weather changing so much and so cold, and sure enough, it'll probably be 70 degrees next week. But anyways, get a hold of Diamond Jim's Auto and Tire Service Center. You'll be glad you did. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show, and we'd sure appreciate that. You can always link to them right on my website, thegss.com, as well as all of our sponsors here on the Gunsmith Show. Happy to bring you this show every Saturday on US 103, and glad to be a part of it. So hopefully you enjoy it, and if you do, let us know. You can always send me an email, shooter@thegss.com. That's shooter@thegss.com. And, of course, the website is thegss.com. Stands for the Gunsmith Show. So lots of new gun announcements coming out right now. This time of year, every year, like Dan said, over the next few months, it's just going to be a bombardment of new stuff coming out. Cool stuff. All the national shows are happening. I even noticed that there's a whole team from Williams heading to the SHOT Show. And there's a lot of my friends in the business are heading to Vegas, so to get out there for the show here real soon. So products are being laid out, and everything's right around the corner. So it's going to be on a regular basis. You don't even have to get a gun magazine if you don't want to. You're going to be able to find out a lot right from the internet and see what's coming to you on the market. And we're seeing, like this week, we've already had announcements that we got some brand new cartridges coming up and a new 7mm cartridge. And I still wonder, should we finesse what we have or come out with new? But the money's in making new stuff, so they always got to come out with something new and better. And I can appreciate it. I am always looking for something new and better myself. But the cool stuff that's coming on the market, it's like I said, it's always moving forward, and we're coming out with innovative ideas, filling small niches that we've never filled before, and coming out with things that might be right up your alley, you know? Like the 360 Buckhammer, when it came out last year, I didn't know what it would be like. Now I'm liking that cartridge so much, I'm actually starting to look at some of the Henry rifles that are in it, or maybe getting a single shot, something that I can suppress and make it quiet. It'll kick less than a 450 Bushmaster, and right now I'm all about kicking less. So lots of cool stuff. But on the flip side of that coin, with all the new stuff coming out, over the past few years, especially through the COVID years and through some of these, some of the years that are tougher on gun manufacturers than others because of government entities, putting the screws to them a little bit, there's a flip side of the new things. It's that the older companies have been they've been acquired by other companies, and some have been shut down. They've been changed. They've changed ownership. And so it's not like finding parts is not like going to the fruit market and just picking out your oranges and your apples and your lemons. And you got to search for these parts. And unfortunately, numerous gun parts companies and parts for these guns are no longer there. They're gone. So be very careful if you're looking at, like, thinking about a project gun or a gun that you're going to be working on. You're going to, I'm going to buy it in January, and I'm going to spend all summer fixing it up. And by September, I'll be out practice shooting it, and I'll hunt with it in October for small game season or a new pheasant gun or something. I've recently been trying to find parts for just a kind of an obscure shotgun. And holy cow, I had a hard time finding it. I finally did find it. But you know where I'm finding it is in used parts. So even famous name firearms like Marlins, a lot of things are not available anymore. These parts are just not available on the market. So you can't rely on going to Numerich and just buying, you know, what's available, or going to Brownells. Those things are just not as plentiful as they used to be. And it shocked me when I found out that Marlin parts weren't going to be available on some of their guns, but it's on some of the weird ones, you know, some of the more obscure guns. And so you got to find your local gun shops. These are like diamond stores. They're wonderful to have places like Dick Williams Gun Shop, maybe out to Perry and going hitting the gun shop in Perry. There, where parts are going to be available, where they've taken guns apart and salvaged all the good parts. What you even watch for now is fire damage guns. You might find something that's fire damaged, but it has all the parts you need, where you can have the parts all resurfaced and piece it out. And there's more money in piecing the gun out than it was in selling the actual gun. That's been prevalent for a while now, but now more than ever, because we don't like to get rid of the guns we have. It might be an old, just an obscure pump shotgun, but getting it fixed is more important to you than pitching it or having it destroyed or turning it in for a gun buyback. So the parts are a premium. And remember that if you're getting rid of old, broken, or used guns, that those parts might be worth more than you think. So something to keep your mind on. So I want to say this. This is kind of neat. So you don't want a semi-auto, but you really want some firepower. There's another revolution. I said the market's always moving forward. These 8-shot revolvers are popping up, and I absolutely love them. They are the rage in wheel guns. You know, and Jerry Michaluk has brought this to the attention. You see the guy shoot 8 shots in 1.7 seconds. And he's on target, and he's doing what he's supposed to do. And this guy's in his mid-70s, you know. He's doing great. And when you can shoot a 38 Special or a 357 Magnum, how do these guns work so good? They're 8-shot guns. You'd think they'd be huge tanks. But the truth is, these wheel guns right now, they're made for competition. They're made for hunting. They're made for home defense. They have less... it's less work to rotate the cylinder to make the next shell advance because it doesn't have to move it as far. So the trigger pulls are better. They're lighter. They're faster. They're kind of like the $6 million man of pistols, of revolvers. They are outstanding. I absolutely love mine. I got a couple of them and just love them. Double action. They are so smooth. I let a friend pull the trigger on one the other day, and she looked at me and she says, "That is so much easier than my snub-nosed 38. I can't believe it." And I said, "Yeah, who'd have knew?" But it's the way they're designed. They are so easy to shoot and accurate. You know, I got a deer with mine last year and loved it, and still trying tonight and tomorrow to get one with mine this year. So I've been using other rifles and doing fine. But very good guns out on the market from Smith & Wesson, Taurus, and Ruger. In these right now, and I'm sure there's others, but I don't know about any of them right now. But check them out. You'll be glad you did. Now, being true to my New Year's resolution as the gunsmith from the Gunsmith Show, I am doing my best at the reloading benches here. I have been busy. I have been loading 450 Bushmasters like mad. I'm trying to build a lighter, more mild shooting 450 that still hits with a ton of bricks, but less felt recoil. So I've dropped down to some 200 and some 225 grain bullets. And I'll update you when I get to the range and shoot them and let you know how they're doing. See if they work better out of bolt actions, single shots, or my ARs. And but they'll still have really good terminal performance. And the books have got all the stats on these things, but I want to see how they actually fly, how they shoot. That 250 grain bullet was kind of optimum in the FTX Hornady. At hitting at 250 and 300 yards, Well, I want to see what the 225 does, how much drift we get. We'll do some 200 and 300 yard shooting with them here in February, and I'll start to report on that. So really looking forward to it. Dano, how much time we got? Are we doing okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. So when you're shooting a 450 Bushmaster or a 360 Buckhammer or even the 350 Legend, the important thing is you got to know your limitations. Clint Eastwood hit it in the nose back in, 1971 or whatever when he said that. A man's got to know his limitations. A shooter, a hunter in Michigan has to know his limitations. To get a clean kill, to do a good job as a hunter and as a sportsman, you want to make sure that you're not going to blow it. You want to shoot the deer properly. You want to do the right thing. Training young people to do it right is terribly important. And getting your shot placement takes practice. You got to know what your gun feels like. If your trigger's too hard on your AR-15, get an aftermarket trigger. Put it in there. Bring it down to 3 or 2.5 pounds or 2¾ pounds, whatever it is. I found that 2.5 pound trigger is absolutely perfect for deer hunting. The single shot rifles can be worked on. You can get your triggers fixed up a little bit in them, make them a little smoother, a little cleaner, and get that shot placement perfect. If there's a reason why your gun isn't hitting where it is, it's either you or the trigger, usually, if you got it adjusted right and your scope's zeroed in. But when I was a kid, I used to shoot my dad's .308, and I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with that. And later in life, I realized it's because it had like an 11-pound trigger on a Savage Model 99. It was terribly hard to pull, and it literally pulled you off target when you were shooting it. So big difference.
When I'm driving, that happens to me. If I look over to the right, pretty soon I'm drifting that way. If I'm looking to the left there, pretty soon I'm drifting that
way. It's a whole new thing about drifting, eh? You know, the young guys, they talk about drifting, they're going fast around corners.
Yes.
Us old guys, we hit mailboxes and swerve.
Yes, I got sideswiped the other day.
You did, really?
Yeah, some gal pulls right in my lane.
Wow. It wasn't your fault?
No.
Sure? Did she have gray hair?
No.
You do.
No, I don't.
Doesn't that make you guilty? Guilty of gray hairs driving in my lane? Something like that?
Not really. No, it was my lane. She came right at me. She's like lane change. All of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. That happens.
And it's what are you doing?
Yeah.
Lay on the horn?
That happened to me in the last trip to Florida.
Yeah.
Just about got creamed. Had the whole family in the car, too. It was scary.
So, I didn't mean to throw you off.
No, you're fine. It's, you know, every now and then we got to talk about how old we are. So, and that's why I'm talking about making lighter loads out of a powerful rifle.
Lighter loads, lighter trigger pull.
And a buddy of mine told me the other day, he says, I'd love to shoot your 50 caliber handgun, but my arthritis is so bad in my hands, really don't want to.
Nope.
I said, you'd be surprised. You know, wear the right gloves, wrist support, tape, kind of get, you got to look like a boxer.
One of those carpal tunnel braces that they put on you.
Help you tremendously.
Or your bowling brace.
Yeah, lots of duct tape. You know,
some duct tape.
Pulls the hair out of your arms, but that's okay.
Oh,
you don't need
it
anyway.
Put a little gauze down first.
Yeah, maybe that might be a smart idea. So, but anyways, just thoughts to ponder on, you know, as we get older.
We'll take a break.
That's a good.
We'll come on back.
If we don't take a nap, we'll be right back.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. Keep it right here.